And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. To the UK this morning, because there are allegations that the immigration policies of Prime Minister Theresa May are harming the nation's health system. Now, if you've cast an eye over UK politics over the last few weeks, immigration is the main topic of debate at the moment. It's all about the Windrush scandal, which has been bubbling along for a few months now. But essentially, the story is, after World War II, hundreds of people immigrated from the Caribbean to the UK at the invitation of the British government. At the time, many Caribbean countries still hadn't gained independence and were technically part of Britain. These people were brought to the UK on ships between 1948 and 1971. The first ship was called the MV Empire Windrush. Now, many of these migrants didn't have official documentation, but in 1971, the government guaranteed them indefinite leave to stay in the UK. Labour MP David Lammy says the UK owes these people a great debt.
My ancestors were British subjects, but they were not British subjects because they came to Britain. They were British subjects because Britain came to them, took them across the Atlantic, colonised them, sold them into slavery, profited from their labour, and made them British subjects. That is why I am here, and that is why the Windrush generation is here.
Over the last few years, the Conservative government, under the guidance of Home Secretaries Theresa May and then Amber Rudd when Theresa May became the Prime Minister, have been tightening immigration law to try and decrease the number of illegal immigrants in Britain. The Guardian reports that this included setting targets for removals. The paper says elderly people who came over on the Windrush and similar boats have been caught up in this immigration policy, and because they lack documentation, they are denied healthcare and housing and even deported. The Home Secretary, Amber Rudd, was asked about this in a parliamentary hearing last week.
Targets for removals, when were they set?
We don't have targets for removals.
But you did?
I don't know. What are you referring
We've
to?
We've just heard from the previous evidence that the Home Office and individual, there are regional targets for net removals.
I know we're talking about Windrush here, who are legal migrants, but where there are people who are here illegally, it is right that we do try to remove them.
It has since emerged that she did know about the targets. Commentators have pointed out that Amber Rudd had actually been softening the immigration policy of her successor, but this hearing and the subsequent revelations led to calls for her resignation. She has now resigned, and Sajid Javid has been appointed to replace her as Home Secretary. Here he is this week.
Learning about the difficulties Windrush migrants have faced over the years has impacted me greatly, particularly because I myself am a second-generation migrant. Like the Caribbean Windrush generation, my parents came to this country from the Commonwealth in the 1960s. So when I heard that people who were long-standing pillars of their community were being impacted for simply not having the right documents to prove their legal status in the UK, I thought that it could be my mum, my brother, my uncle, or even me.
The Shadow Home Secretary, Diane Abbott, has responded to his appointment.
The Windrush generation was my parents' generation. I believe, and most British people believe, that they have been treated appallingly. And he will be judged not on the statements he makes this afternoon. He will be judged on what he does to put the situation right and get justice for the Windrush generation.
Amber Rudd has also responded to his appointment.
Good morning, Ms Rudd.
Good morning.
Can I ask very quickly, how do you feel about having had to quit as Home Secretary?
I think Sajid Javid will be an excellent Home Secretary. Thank you.
Do you feel as if you've fallen on Theresa May's sword, Ms Rudd?
Now, there are calls for Theresa May to resign as well, as it was her policy in the first place. Theresa May, though, has apologised for the Windrush scandal and defended her government policies. Today, though, the Evening Standard has published a leaked memo from the government which says that Theresa May overruled cabinet ministers who were pleading for more doctors from overseas to come in and fill empty National Health Service posts. Last week, several NHS trusts went public about fears that patient safety was being put at risk by doctor shortages. The Evening Standard says at least three government departments and cabinet ministers, including Amber Rudd, lobbied for the relaxation of visa rules to let in more doctors. It's fascinating to find out, Fran. It will be fascinating to find out where that leak came from. But tomorrow night we're going to see local government elections held across the UK. So we might be able to get some sense of how the British public are reacting to this scandal.
Absolutely. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan. It's 8 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.